Rural Focus.
Joined now with the Deputy Leader of the National Party, also the Member for Roe, Peter Rundle. Pete, good morning, mate.
Good morning, Troy. How are you?
Not bad. Well, more importantly, how are you? Because it's been a big couple of late nights at State Parliament.
That's right. That's right, Troy. We've had a few nights in a row up till 10 o'clock with budget estimates. And look, it's tiring, but it's well worthwhile because it gives us a chance to actually ask those questions to the ministers and they actually have to answer them in response to what's happening in the budget.
So I'm guessing that's coming up over the next few days there at State Parliament then, mate?
Yeah, look, that's right. Well, we've done most of those questions during estimates and now we'll gather all that information up and have a look at the results and where we can go from there, because we've got a few subjects that are really quite concerning, and things like Rex Airlines and South Coast Marine Park and any number of other things that we gathered during estimates.
Speaking about things that are on farmers' minds at the moment, and it sort of seems like a massive slap in the face for farmers here in WA, not just from the state government, but also by the federal government. Looks like another kick in the guts now with the Aboriginal Cultural Heritage Act, mate. Can they push this back? Because it is supposed to start in a couple of weeks' time.
We're certainly asking the minister to push it back, because the regulations have come through, and of course, not only do farmers and other people out in the regions, not only aren't they aware of what's happening, but also the department, local Aboriginal cultural heritage groups, none of them are ready from what we can gather. And it's really quite concerning. And we've been asking the minister to firstly improve the communication, but secondly, maybe push it back for a while until people know what's going on.
Because they've got some information sessions next week around WA.
Well, they have. Yeah. They have. I gather that some of the online ones are already full and overflowing. Yeah. So once again, asking the minister to create more briefings. But yeah, look, this is something that was debated in Parliament a couple of years ago. The legislation, as usual, we got given 300 pages of legislation about 2 days before we had to debate it. We tried to bring up as many questions as we could about dams and fences and the like, but now the regulations have finally come out a month or two just before it comes into fruition on the 1st of July.
Do you see this being a bit of an attack on WA farmers?
Well, I do, really, Troy, because what seems to be happening to me is the walls are closing in. If it's not one thing, it's another. If it's not work, health and safety, it's this. It's all the regulations and the red tape that just seem to be coming from every direction, and it's pretty challenging for our farming community.
What farming activities do you think will be affected by this bill?
Well, I think we've got tier 1, 2 and 3 activities, and we're still getting our head around it ourselves, but I think normal cultivation and normal practices will be okay. But if you go out there and wanting to do, say, deep ripping, which might be obviously at a lower level in the soil profile, that will potentially be a tier 2 activity. If you want to go and build a dam or build a new fence, that could be activities that you actually need to consult with the local Aboriginal cultural heritage group. So they're the things we're trying to get clarity on behalf of our farmers.
Absolutely. I tried to get in contact with Mr. Booty's office yesterday. Apparently he's on holidays till mid-June, mate.
Oh, well,
is
there you go.
Is that surprising? This comes out and they go away on holidays.
Yeah, look, I won't comment about his holiday program, but, you know, this is a key time for our regions, a key time, of course, also for he's the Minister for Education. We've seen a few things happening there as well. So anyway, I'll leave that up to him on his holiday program.
But surely the state government, when they pushed this through, they would have known that they would have got some angst, really, wouldn't they?
I think they underestimate the angst out in the regions, and that's what we're trying to say. We had Mia Davies was asking the minister questions in Parliament last week about the consultation, and he's said, we've got Broome, Albany, Bunbury, Perth, and we said, well, what about the wheat belt? And he's saying, well, you can drive to Perth, that's no problem. So Mia has managed to, we have managed to get to one of those forums at Meriden. I'm not still quite sure that they've got a date yet, but that's the sort of attitude, I guess, that's worrying us and everyone else.
Yes, no, most of these workshops do start next week in Kununurra, and they go to Broome, Karratha, Port Hedland, Esperance, Geraldton, Kalgoorlie, Albany, Carnarvon, as you say, Meriden, but no firm commitment on a date yet, so probably late June or maybe even early July, but who knows, because, well, this thing does kick in on the 1st of July, mate, so yes.
Absolutely, absolutely, and we'll try and gather up any information that we can and try and get it out there as well.
All right, so that was that one with the Aboriginal Cultural Heritage Act. The other one that also broke during the week, mate, was the recommissioning of the Narrogin-Coolan-Wickipen Tier 3 Railway Grain Line.
Well, that's right. Obviously, we've been waiting for this announcement because the previous federal government actually put in $160 million of funding and the state government $40 million. But what this is about is actually a another consultation group looking at the viability of the line and how it would work. So I think there's something in the order of $11 million, Troy, on that one. And, well, look, I think it's a good thing that if we can get that line up and running again, but we're still a little way away from it, from what I can gather.
Yeah, apparently what the study's underway and it's expected to take probably 3-4 months. Is that what you're
hearing?
That's
my understanding. Yeah. That's my understanding. But at least on this occasion, we have got the federal funding especially behind it. Yeah. And I think it'll be important that the minister goes on with it because, you know, this is an opportunity to bring grain in from a different part of the world on rail. So that'll be great.
Could they open up some other Tier 3 rail lines as well, mate?
Well, I think they're looking at it.
What, the Quirine one?
That's certainly one that I think is in the mix. But I think what we'll see is that this one is hopefully recommissioned and then the government will have a look at it and how it's working. And as you know, everyone prefers, especially with the damage that we're seeing on our roads, everyone prefers to see as much grain on rail as possible.
Funding-wise, have they missed the window to, say, access some federal funding for this?
Well, it's quite ironic, really, that the state Labor government has actually had a massive amount of funding from the former federal coalition, and Rita Saffioti, the minister, quite often talks about it in Parliament, how much federal funding they got, whether it was for Metronet or any other number of projects. And I suspect the Albanese government is actually clamping down. They've cancelled a lot of infrastructure projects right throughout Australia. So that's a real concern. And I don't think the money will be flowing too freely from now on, Troy.
Also, too, being in state parliament with the estimates, mate, I'm guessing that you haven't really been out and about too much.
Look, not too much for the last couple of weeks. So I'm looking forward to getting back into the regions on the weekend, and certainly I know it's been a bit dry out there, so let's hope we can get some rain as soon as possible, for sure.
The Albanese government a bit complicit in the unfolding live export disaster, mate?
Oh, look, absolutely, Troy. We're, once again, we'll be calling today, actually, on the federal minister to actually come over to WA and front up to WA producers. It's great sitting over in Parliament in Canberra and saying this is no good, this industry. Well, why doesn't he actually come over and stop hiding behind the panel who are out there doing the yards on his behalf? So we're calling on him to come across. We're also worried about threats to the live cattle industry as well. So this is going to have flow-on effects. He seems to be being driven by the RSPCA and any other animal activist group. So time for him to come over to WA.
Were you surprised when that news broke? The RSPCA were a bit privy to what was going on?
Well, not really, because they actually launched the Federal Labor Party policy about 10 days before the federal election. So that's sort of what we're seeing, is it's the inner city Melbourne and Sydney votes that are more important to the Labor Party. And it's just so disappointing for our growers here, for our supply chain. People have done all the hard work to bring the industry right up to speed.
Yes, well, hopefully the federal minister will make his way here to WA. Let's hope so, very soon. Anything else, mate? I know you've got to get back to Parliament very soon, so don't think you've had too much sleep, really, mate. So maybe you're going to go back and have a bit of a nap. But anything else before I do let you go this morning?
Look, I just wanted to, Troy, congratulate the Craig Mostyn Group on their 100th anniversary. Just went to their celebrations the other night. It was a fantastic night just to see the history of the group, the family involvement still happening there within the group. And just, you know, it's not only Lindley Valley pork, it's also seafood on the East Coast. It's course, beef and lamb with the V&V Walsh Group. So quite a wide-ranging group and really important when you think about Australian agricultural produce. They do a great job. So well done to them on 100 years.
Yeah, absolutely. Massive achievement. And they do wonderful things for WA, and not just WA, but also on the East Coast as well. So, mate, I'll let you get back to it. Thank you for your time this morning. Fair bit going on in WA state politics.
Absolutely, Troy. Thanks very much for the time. And as I said, we'll be putting our best foot forward on both the live export and also trying to get more information out on this Aboriginal Cultural Heritage Act, which is of concern to all of our growers and people in the ag regions.
And just on that quickly before I do let you go, have you heard from any farmers on that, the Aboriginal Heritage Cultural Act?
I can assure you my electorate offices have been flooded with phone calls, and you know, it's certainly there's no doubt. Yep. People are really worried, and there just hasn't been enough information put out there by the government.
Mate, thank you for that. Try and get some sleep if you can, and look after yourself, and thanks for joining us on Rural Focus.
Good on you, Troy. Have a great day.